When does capped mean, when does uncapped mean uncapped? Probably never, as Andrew Thompson, a freelance journalist, has been finding out when it comes to cell phone data packages. Hello, Andrew.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure. You do such interesting work. I constantly want to talk to you about the work that you are doing. So one sees the word uncapped quite a lot in offers that one gets from Vodacom or MTN or whoever else saying, you know, come to us, we'll give you uncapped data. And you found out that uncapped, I mean, you might get a lot, but you're not getting uncapped and you're not getting infinitely uncapped, unshaped data, never.
Yeah, I think that's exactly it. And I think that's the sort of the frustrating part for many of us is that we a lot of people walk into a deal or walk into a package and think we're getting a great deal when in actual fact there is a limit on all of it. And I think what kind of catapulted this into the spotlight recently and also initiated me following up on this is how there's two types of that. You know, there's one where they'll slow you down to a point that it makes it fair for everyone else on the network. And then there's another form of capping where they literally stop you using it altogether. And that was the issue that Vodacom found itself in earlier this year.
But we're constantly told by people like Wendy Nola and other consumer folk that read the T's and C's, people. Read them. And I suspect that somewhere in those T's and C's is something that says we are saying uncapped, but at this point we will cap it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's two aspects of it. One is how they're marketing it. And I think often it's a very, you know, the marketing payoff line is uncapped or unlimited. And those are the two words that are often floated around and have been points of conflict with advertising standards authorities as far back as sort of the early sort of 2012, 2013. And then there's also the aspect of the consumer just doing a little bit of homework. And in writing the article that you've picked up on, basically I just did a little bit of digging around in their terms and conditions. And they stated pretty clearly there. So there's one argument to be made that it's quite disingenuous and quite misleading and manipulative to be calling these products uncapped when they are uncapped, where they are actually capped. But there's another argument to be made that it takes just a few minutes of research to kind of look into it and go, these are the limits that they're putting on us, and to inform ourselves of those issues.
And the point at which things are capped or shaped is probably, and it's sounding scarily like I'm taking the side of the service providers here. It's probably at a point that, I don't know, 1 in 100,000, 1 in 1,000,000 users are likely to get to the point at which the capping or throttling starts to happen. Or is it at a lower level than that?
No, I agree with you. And I think that's the difficulty often with these topics is then you get cast as a lover of the big corporate. But in essence, I think my understanding of how this issue became so prominent now is that, especially with the issues of load shedding, a lot of people hop onto LTE, and the deals that I was looking at in particular are mobile-related deals. And if everyone hops onto the nearest mobile tower when their electricity goes down, and one guy decides to download a couple of hundred gigs of movies at that exact time, everyone's going to suffer to a degree. So I have some degree of sympathy for the service providers in this regard, especially around LTE and load shedding. And the reality is that you have to be a pretty heavy user in order to hit those fair usage policy limits. And I think in those cases, there probably is a case to be made that it's one or two sort of rotten apples spoiling it for everyone else who's using it pretty normally. And in most cases, it's a multiplier of the average use, you know, 4 or 5 times the average user. So it's a tricky ethical spot, and I think the service providers haven't done themselves any favors by using pretty simplistic marketing terms when putting this out into the wild.
Yeah, I mean, Marius has just written to me, Andrew, to say, John, T's and C's should never be used to justify an untruth. And perhaps they might argue in response, Marius, that it's not an untruth because it says uncapped, but T's and C's apply. So the two are part of the same statement. So if they only said uncapped and then didn't let you know that it was uncapped only up to a fair usage point, then it would be a direct lie. But why can't they say uncapped up to At what point does Vodacom cap at what sort of usage?
Yeah, I think they don't do it because it doesn't sound quite as sexy as uncapped or unlimited. Vodacom, who have subsequently seemed to have walked back their hard cap ruling that was causing a lot of controversy, but until this, they were basically hard capping users at 1 terabyte, which I think is quite low for heavy users. But I think for you and I, that's probably the upper limit of what we'd use anyway. Vodacom was kind of there at their hard cap, and then MTN and Telkom took a different approach with their home LTE packages. That was sort of, they would just slow you down to a point that either it was became fairer for everyone else, or in some cases, to my mind, unusable at all. But still, you could sort of get trickle speeds of internet. So MTN would sort of slow it down at about 700 gigabytes. And Telkom was a lot lower at 50 gigabytes. And then at times they would sort of shape it to 120 kilobits per second, which is almost unusable. And the only caveat there is Telkom was saying that they only do that for sort of the data intensive stuff, like downloading movies or probably streaming games, that sort of thing.
Yeah, most listeners saying it's not uncapped if there's a cap. I think that is a very easy position to take. They should just call it 300 gigabytes or terabyte, uncapped up to one. How sexy does it sound to say uncapped up to a terabyte? I wouldn't know what a terabyte was. I'd just go, whoa, that's a lot of data.
Well, I think that's it. I think for most of us, it is a lot. But I would absolutely agree with that. I think if you're going to be calling something uncapped, then it has to be uncapped. Or you have to make it very clear. And I think there have historically been some quite interesting rulings around this, going back to the early days of ADSL, where we suddenly all found out that we had fast internet that was fast enough to do more than sort of download emails and web pages. And suddenly there were one or two people who just went bananas and started downloading half the internet. And I think it's nothing new, and these things have existed. And I think people are fairly tolerant to them, provided they're not going to be hard capped and made sort of their product made totally useless. But I would agree that a little bit of honesty is really the critical thing, and to make users go and trawl through terms and conditions and often after the fact is quite cynical.
Virtually uncapped, suggests somebody. Andrew, thank you very, very much indeed. Freelance journalist Andrew Thompson. The work that we have been discussing is in a story he wrote for Business Insider.